Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com, at Jimmy Detail on Twitter. Jimmy, how are you?
Doing well, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good, man. We'll shift gears to LSU football, reporting tomorrow. Any big surprises expected?
No, I'm not expecting any surprises per se. Orgeron announced today a couple things. Derek Stingley is going to be the starting punt returner and starting corner. That was one position battle. We wanted to see how that shook out at the return positions, and then announced that one of his freshmen weren't going to make it in as hoped. And so really not expecting any surprises tomorrow.
Now, Jimmy, you know SEC games or just games as a whole could come down to the wire. I mean, yeah. Look at Cole Tracy and what he meant to the team as far as the void that he's leaving. How much pressure, I don't know, I'm looking at freshman Cade York to be the man. And all of a sudden you got to make that game-winning kick, whether you're playing Auburn, Florida, whoever it might be. Just talk about that pressure.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure there. And we're talking about an 18-year-old young man probably used to kicking in front of 800 to 1,500 people in the stands, right? Not that much on the line, and there's a lot of pressure here. Now you're filling some big shoes as well. Probably the most efficient kicker in the country last year. Now you got to step in, and LSU's expecting some tight games this year. You look at the schedule with Texas and Alabama and Texas A&M and Florida, and I mean, you can go on and on with games that could come down to a few possessions, a few field goals, whether they're made or missed. So a lot of pressure riding on Cade York, and we'll see what he's made of. They're going to say all the good things, right, coming out of camp.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of confidence in him and so on and so on. We really won't know, really, until week two when he has some meaningful kicks against Texas.
Jimmy, how confident do you think this team is, and, you know, do you think this team can be that 10-type 10, can win 10 games? You know, is this that type of team?
I really think it is, Deuce, and I would push even further. I almost think 10's the bottom. I think the Vegas line is 9.5, something around that point. I think this is a 10-11 win regular season team. Where it goes from there, we'll see how it shakes out, if they can make it into the SEC championship and bowl game and beyond. But there's a lot of veteran leadership here. You know, with LSU changing the system this year, there's a lot of advantages to that. Their opponents, this is all brand new to them. Their opponents don't know any tendencies. They don't know any of LSU's tendencies that they've had in the past. So, I mean, they're going to be going into these games with only a little bit of game film to see what kind of offense LSU's going to be putting on the field. So there's a lot of little advantages, more playmakers that can change the scoreboard in a hurry at the wide receiver and running back position in the return game. This is shaping up to me as a team that's aiming really for 10-2, 11-1 type regular season.
So do you feel that the receivers are the deepest and probably the most talented, or would you say the secondary?
I think just the overall options in the passing game. Let's call it that. The three deep across the board, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Terrace Marshall, these are three future NFL guys. Rounds 1 through 3, you can cut them up however you want. These are future high draft picks. Clyde Helaire, his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Moving Stephon Sullivan from receiver to tight end. Now he's going to flex out and do some different things. So I think across the board, there are more receiving options on this LSU team that we've seen in quite some time. Even when you go back to the days of Mettenberger, it was a 1-2 punch with Odell and Jarvis and not much else. This team has 5 or 6 different options in the passing game to beat you, and I think Joe Brady and Steve Ensminger are going to be able to dial it up with a veteran quarterback.
Now, Jimmy, I think Coach O acknowledged this. When you want to get where you need to be, can you win in the trenches, offensive, defensive line?
Mm-hmm.
And I still, even though they have starters coming back, I still have questions with the offensive line, and you look at the quality. They have three entrenched starters returning on the line. You look at center, Lloyd, Cushenberry kind of speaks for itself. Then Charles, tackle, left tackle, right guard, Damian Lewis. But what is your take on that? I don't know who's going to win the right tackle spot, left guard. But even though you have some experience there, I still think, can we be maybe a dominant offensive line and get it done up front?
Yeah, I think you return a lot of snaps from last year's unit. We all know continuity is really important. And now you have a veteran, older group of guys. You're talking about 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old men. There's a big difference from 20 and 21-year-olds to 18 and 19-year-olds. And LSU's line is going to be filled with those type of guys this year. They have a freshman coming in, Anthony Bradford. If Austin Dekula struggles at right tackle, they think he might be a plug-and-play type guy. So he's someone that could step in at right tackle. And I think the system really helps this team. You know, everyone said this is a team that lines up five guards on the offensive line. You can say that. Sadiq Charles is probably better at guard. And Austin Dekula lacks the foot speed of a tackle as well. But in the RPO system, those offensive tackles, y'all know this, they're coming downhill a lot more. And a lot of these passing plays, they're going to be run blocking. So you're not asking them to do as much. You could hide some of those weaknesses if they aren't great in their kick steps and comfortable dropping back at pass protection. So there's some things here in this offense that I think will be able to hide some of those deficiencies on the offensive line. And I think the veteran cohesiveness of this unit will make them a lot better when it counts in those tough SEC games.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com, at Jimmy Detail. Will we see the tight end more involved this year in Joe Brady's schemes?
I really think you do. And Stephon Sullivan's a kid I've been around for quite some time. When I used to do the 7-on-7 and coach him, he was one of my star wideouts. And that kind of weapon, is going to give you some matchup problems. If teams decide to kind of stay small and play the passing game in that RPO, now you have an extra 235-pound, 240-pound body blocking on the edge for you. If they decide to try to play big and stay honest against the run, he becomes a matchup in the passing game that's a nightmare for defensive coordinators. So I think you'll see him heavily involved. I would think somewhere between 45, 50 catches, which is pretty significant for a tight end in today's college game. But I think he could have one of those type of seasons.
Now, Jimmy, when I look at the quarterback position, the trigger man, and pardon the pun, because I don't know, Joe Burrow, Joe Brady, you look Coach Ensminger, two Joes, and we want that contribution at the highest level. But what is your take where Joe Burrow's at right now? And I'm also very encouraged considering the development of Miles Brennan. And now he's gotten thicker with his weight. He's only going to be a sophomore. But I think, and look across the SEC, even the country, I kind of like LSU's mix between Joe Burrow, Miles Brennan, and a true freshman in Peter Parrish.
Yeah, I really like Burrow, especially in this offense. You know, he showed us he's a capable runner last year. When you run these RPO offenses, if you have a quarterback that's a threat to get you 7, 12 yards, if you don't stay honest on him, if those backside defenders collapse and he can tuck one down and bust it a little bit, I mean, he's got that ability. You would think with an extra year in this offense now, he was learning the offense on the fly last year. Now he's come in, spent the whole offseason. They say he spends quite a bit of time in film study, in the playbook, and then having more checkdowns in the passing game. This is supposed to be a quick trigger offense, and last year there were a lot of 2-3 man routes, a lot of max protection because they couldn't protect on the edges, and so he didn't have, if it wasn't there from 12 to 18 to 20 yards, he's basically throwing up a 50-50 ball or scrambling and trying to make something happen or whatnot. These are going to be more high quality throws, high percentage throws. I think he could really thrive in this system, and he doesn't have to be stellar. He doesn't have to be all world. But if you see him push 3,000 yards passing and push upwards in the 20 touchdown range, that LSU offense could really change things and become one of those 10-11 win teams we're forecasting.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. What's on the site, man?
Oh, man, we got position battles. We're breaking down some of the position battles going into camp. Dante Starks not reporting to camp. One of the Dynamite 4-star inside linebackers looks like he's not going to be with the team moving forward. Always just catching up on all the freshest and latest. And tomorrow we'll be rolling out all the camp coverage as LSU gets fall camp underway.
Did you happen to see or hear what Colin Cowherd said about the Saints' precipitous fall this year predicted?
I did. It was so weird. Last year he was riding the whole Drew Brees train, right? Drew Brees is great. Everybody talks up Aaron Rodgers over Drew Brees. Drew Brees might be the best all time. And this year he's riding the Saints into the ground. So I find it interesting. I think that's going to be a good football team. I think I was listening to y'all earlier. 10-11 wins, I think, is right in the ballpark.
Jimmy,
yeah,
thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time.
Listen, if you take the under in Vegas, it's at 11, and the Saints win 10 games, and Colin Cowherd said take the under.
Yeah.
But it's more like you see, he's probably thinking more to under 8-8.
No, he was saying
9-5.
He's saying crash. They're going to crash like the Jaguars.
No, the Saints.
Jimmy
the
Smith, TigerDetails.com. Thank you, man.
Saints are not crash.
All right, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.